Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, welcome to the No Name Podcast, where we don't give a shit what you call us. Just strap in with a tin or two and hang the fuck on for a good time. We hope to make your day a little bit better, so enjoy this potty while we bash a few tinnies.
Absolutely. Hello, hey. Stiffy, how are you, mate?
G'day, Barney, mate. What do you got in your hand?
Mate, I've actually got a Matson's Nightlife Rum, Lime and Ginger Beer, 6% Tropical Strength.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Mate, so that's the I didn't spread that part. The tropical strength sounds like Aerogard.
Matzos, yeah. Rum, lime, and ginger beer. Righto.
That's a good mix, isn't
we
it?
We should have a crack.
Let's do it.
Oh, this just sounds amazing, doesn't it? Oh, and I tell you what. God, I love a ginger beer.
Oh, that's made my cheeks dimple. That is.
You can definitely taste the lime too.
We'll be back in a minute. We didn't get enough of these. I think we need to go get a couple more.
We did go back to our big red shed, the liquor barn.
We did, mate.
Holy dooly.
So, how's that rant line going, Stiffy? Have you got some details for that too?
Yeah, mate. Folks? Yeah, well, I've been mentioning that on the few potties previous to this one. And congratulations, mate. We are now also up live to Spotify. We're not going to promote it just yet because, as you know, when we were just talking about this offline or off air, we're not sold on the No Name Podcast.
No.
We're going to come up with something, but at the moment, that's just what we got.
And it's doing our heads
in. It's doing our heads in a little bit. So, but anyway, the actual rant line is open and available. And I have received a couple, but they've just been emails. And I think that's my own fault there because I probably didn't specify voice recordings is probably the way to go because obviously this is an audio podcast. Yeah. We really would love you guys. We want to hear you guys. We want to hear your voice and your nickname and all that sort of things on your rant line or on your rant message or voice recording I probably should say more about. So definitely everyone's got a smartphone. You can voice record your message that you want to send us, whether it's a rant, a joke, your nickname, what have you been up to this week? You know, maybe you're at the job site and someone's fucking stumped their toe and it was piss funny. Or
someone's boiling your piss.
Or they shat themselves. Yeah. Like, how funny is a good old shit?
And just remember, too, we've also got the cone of silence, too. So if you want to jump in there with Stiffy and tell your stories, mate, no one else is going to hear it.
Like, definitely.
No one will listen to this at all. So.
We've got the cone of silence up and running. So that was a bit of a mission this week to get that plugged in. Like, it's a big
unit, mate. It's how many fucking three containers?
Yeah, and it's three phase too. Like when you plug the bastard in, you can't plug it into 240.
The whole of Beaudesert actually dims. So look, your stories will be safe. Stories will be safe.
It's a massive unit. So send in your best rant. So by voicemail to the nonamepoddy@gmail.com. And that's how you're gonna get yourself on this podcast. I mean, we're not sold on the name, but we're getting there. And maybe, you know what, if we haven't got it sorted yet, ring in with, and hopefully if you've listened to our backlog, maybe even give us some suggestions.
Yeah, and I think we're actually headed to, though, Stiffy, is like, we haven't got into our motorbiking yet or the vlogging. So I think that's sort of one of the things. So we're trying to cover all bases and we've gotten nowhere.
Yeah, correct. I mean, we've had a bit going on with this whole potty and getting up.
Yep.
We've got things in the background up and running. So that's good.
But this is the easy bit.
I know, it's great.
The rest of it.
Sinking tins. Yeah, getting it, you know, like what we did the other couple of Fridays. This is another Friday night. Oh, and how's today? The shortest daylight day today. So it's winter solstice today.
Yep.
So that means it's the shortest daylight day in the year. So guess what? Tomorrow is a fucking minute longer of daylight.
One whole minute.
Well, around.
What are you going to do with that whole minute tomorrow?
Oh, fuck, probably smash another 10, really.
In 1 minute.
Definitely. Definitely, mate. So, winter solstice is here, and it's a Friday night. We're getting out of our sheds. No, we're not. We're getting fuck in them.
We are. We're in them.
We're getting out of our heads and getting into our sheds. That's what we're doing.
I haven't even been home yet, though. Like, fucking, I've still got dust on my boots, and I haven't seen the wife.
So
I've come straight here to see fucking Stiffy.
Correct.
First.
You are a man with a lot going on, and you've just said that. Like, you've had a week away and just rocked back into Bowie and gone, you know what? I'm not going to go home just yet.
I'm recording.
We're going to smash out another potty before you go home.
And you know what? The wife's good about it too. Like, no worries. I'll come pick you up.
And she's going to come pick you up. Yeah. Of course. Well, either I have to drive you home, which that's not going to happen.
No. She will come pick me up.
That's awesome.
Shout out to good women.
Like, yeah. Shout out to Nat. She's a good. She's a good lad. Lattice. Yeah,
but mate, just got back from out west, fucking mustering for a week.
And yeah, we mentioned that on the last potty that you were going away.
Yeah,
and it's been a week, so fucking fill me in. Like, how was the drive out,
mate? Six-hour drive out.
You left on Sunday? No, Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Left on Saturday morning about 7:30.
Yep.
Loaded up the boss's big four-wheel drive truck. I got to drive that, so I felt pretty special about that.
So what four-wheel drive truck? What?
Oh, just a big four-wheel drive truck.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I got to take that out with a heap of shit in it, and a few of the other boys, the young fella and one of the other blokes that comes out with us as well.
So the four of you is in the truck?
Just the three, so Brett, Jake and I. So,
yeah, right, three of you. Yeah.
Bam Bam, as they call him out there, because I'm Barney, so he's Bam Bam.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and the drive out was all right?
Mate, the drive out was really good. So just yarning, mate. Like, just fucking having a chat and fucking and trying to chew up time. So we actually couldn't work out the radio to start off with. So there was a lot of talk going on and bullshit. And one of the funny things that happened, we're going through Gaynder. So if you've been through Gaynder or know Gaynder, it's got a big bridge.
Yes.
With a very little creek.
Yeah. Is it a high bridge or just a big bridge?
It's a high bridge. The river's quite wide, especially when it's in flood. I've seen it in flood. Like, fucking, mate, there's some water peeling through.
Is that where you come into town and it's sharp right and then you go over the bridge? Yeah, I know where it is.
So fucking driving over that, having a bit of a look, and fucking here's this young fella down in the fucking middle of the creek. Like, bogged.
Right in a car.
Yeah. In a four-wheel drive. He had a fucking lot going on.
So on his own, like by himself?
On his own, mate. On his own. He looked like he had the spare tyre out to try and winch himself to the spare tyre trick, you know, where you dig a hole. Chuck the winch onto the front of that. And I've just went down the window and, mate, you fucking can't park there. And, mate, I reckon if there was any rocks in that riverbed, I would have fucking got peppered by him, mate. He was fucking filthy.
He was fuming?
Yeah.
Oh, so it looks like he'd been there for a while.
Mate, you could see a bit of a – it was like a turtle. You could see the turtle track. So, like, he'd made probably 10, 15 metres of progress since his first bogging.
And so was it like just the standard river sand type of dry
bog?
Yeah, the
river sand. So like whether he didn't let his tyres down or –
bit of an amateur mistake. No max tracks.
No, he had nothing. He had no mates. Oh, I actually felt a bit fucking sorry. So if you're listening, mate, I was just trying to be funny.
Well, he's in the middle of town. It's not like he's out in the bush either. Like, as in, it's out in the bush. Gaynder's not like a big city.
No, it's not a big city. So
but obviously if you saw him from the bridge, then
– yeah.
A lot of other people.
I just couldn't help myself. It was the fucking, you can't park there fucking call. So, yeah, that was a bit of a laugh. But, yeah,
that would be the best call because, you know, you see those reels where they say that you can't park there. It's like, oh, fuck off, mate.
Yeah, I reckon he would have chewed me in half, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow, so. We got out there the first night we got out there. So we unpacked all the gear and then went back into town for a mate's engagement party.
Oh, yep.
So rock straight into there and go, fuck, we're going to get all bloody hammered here. And
a big shindig? Like a, was it at a pub?
It was at a bowls club, mate. Private function in the bowls. So I went and done a bit of barefoot bowling.
Oh, how good is barefoot?
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Have you played it much? Like barefoot bowls?
Yeah. We do it over in Fraser as well. So we
Yeah, across the road from Stevie.
Yeah.
I forgot about the old Orchid, Orchid Beach.
That's gold.
But
no, we got in there and, all got full of piss and it was sort of, I was at my limit and I went, yeah, I'm going. But I'm leaving Bam Bam there. I'm fucking, Shawnee, he's yours, mate. And fucking, mate, Shawnee is on the fucking A-grade drinking team. Mm-hmm. He can drink this. So I went, fucking, and I'm driving away and going, Oh, fuck, what have I done to the poor little
You've just
cunt?
Left Jakey.
I've left Bam Bam there.
How old's Bam Bam?
Bam Bam is 20, but he's not a drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll drink on occasions, and that's it. So, fucking, how professional is this? Oh, fucking phone's ringing.
Oh, I don't even know what's going on.
You're
going
to have to throw that.
Can you
is that the alarm?
I can hear that in the background. Anyway, sorry, mate.
Yeah.
So, Bam Bam.
So, yeah, so I left him there, and I went, oh, I'm sort of halfway home going, what have I done?
Mm.
I've just fucking dumped him in it. I went, oh, fuck it. He's got to learn anyway. So, but he, so I've actually got some photos. I'll put them up on the media.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he's.
So you left him behind with the lads.
Yeah.
That know how to sink.
Sink some piss.
Like seriously know how to sink.
They can sink some piss. Piss. So as soon as I left, they jammed, I think it was like 5 or 6 rums into him straight.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
And so the party went on and he's gone missing.
Yeah.
Gone missing. So he's,
What time do you reckon this is? Like, are you talking 8:30? You're talking 11:30?
I got a phone call from Sean at about 11:30. So I think that's when it started going south. So I reckon I was out of there at about 9:30, 10, something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I got a phone call. I missed the phone call. I didn't answer it because I was sleeping. And so the next morning, Sean's got photos of him walking into the toilet. And he's Bam Bam propped up in the corner next to the basin.
No.
Not the toilet basin, but just like in next to the where you wash your hands.
Yeah.
He's fucking sound asleep. He'd been fucking talking to Ralph on the fucking big white telephone and fucking.
So he got a first class introduction. Well, it's not intro. He's been on the piss for a few years, but a first class session.
Yeah. This is how it works and this is what's going to happen. And.
Yeah.
So they made him a bed out of chairs. They looked after him.
Yeah.
They looked after him. So they made a bed out of chairs and fucking put him up there. And yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those sayings, if you want to come bark with the big dogs, you got to get off that veranda. And he's well and truly got off that veranda.
He takes the step out. He fucking, he goes, yeah, he rates himself. But yeah.
Yeah.
You poor little fucker.
So obviously he had a bit of a spew.
Yeah, had a big spew.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Big spew. He reckons he should have chewed the steak a little bit more. And that's a lot of the things. So we're sort of eating a bit late too.
So when did you see him? Like as in Saturday morning?
Yeah, so he walked in. So we bunked up in the same room. So he walked in and I spoke to him. And, hey, mate, he sounded quite good. And went, oh, he must have had a big one.
Yeah.
But we found out it was like, 1:30, 2:00 when they got home and shit, so.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I just didn't check the time or anything. I said, oh, he sounds good. He didn't bring anyone else in the room with him, so I said, that's a bonus for where we were, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got up and had a couple of Panadol and a coffee and a big feed. Fuck the feeds out there.
Mm.
These boys do know how to cater.
Lots of steak. Well, brekkie, what was brekkie? Bacon, eggs.
Bacon, eggs, steak.
Bacon and eggs, steak. So
bacon, eggs,
protein,
steak,
protein and a bit toast. More protein.
And then you've got pork chops.
Oh, like a mixed grill.
Yeah.
Oh, for breakfast. This is all for breakfast.
All for brekkie. Oh, so it's not. Fucking yeah, hell. So you might have bacon, eggs and steak or bacon and eggs and pork chops.
Oh, yeah.
And sketty and fucking.
Yeah. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, mate, all the good stuff, mate. Vegetables, I'm actually probably going to go and get a vegetarian meal tonight.
Because you haven't had any?
No, we've had a little bit. We had a stew on the second night. So the stew on the second night was, it had some cauliflower in it and potatoes.
So, is that it? No carrot?
Oh, there could have been a carrot in there. I don't know, mate. By the afternoons, mate, you fucking, after a bit of a long day in the yards and shit like that. So
yeah, so Sunday morning you're talking about now, that's brekkie. Did you just do much on that Sunday? Did you go mustering straight away?
Yeah, we got the horses went out and got a couple of paddocks in and brought them into the yards. And
yep.
We done a little bit of prep work there. And yeah, it wasn't a big day. So again, on the piss pretty quick after that.
Yeah, right. So did Jakey back it up at all? You are suffering. Like you got too much dust.
Eating a lot of dust.
So, how did Jakey go that day? Did he back it up with a?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
He got back on the piss that afternoon. So,
well, that's a good start.
Yeah.
And so that's day one. And you spent 7 days, well, 6 days out
there. 6 days out there. So, yeah. So, no, she's beers every afternoon. And, yeah, there's some days are longer. So, the chopper turns up on the Monday. So, Sunday, we sort of nursed hangovers and, driving around sort of shooting shit and mainly cans and stuff. But,
yeah.
One sec, mate. I've got to cough this
up. Yeah, you go for a big cough there, buddy. I'll have another drink of this massive use. A week away with the boys, and you've come back not broken, but just dusted.
Yeah, fairly dusted. And, yelling at cows all day, mate.
Yeah, so that'll
the
horse
is probably a bit gone, but yeah. So the chopper turns up on the first day and gets the close paddocks in, and then we start in the yards.
Yeah,
but my role this year actually changed a bit. So I'm normally sort of gate opener, getting run over by cows and shit all the time, but I actually got to drive the truck, taking the weaners back to the other yard. So
I actually
had a bit of an air condition, a little bit of a
did you
time off,
put so. Your hand up for that or did you get nominated for that?
No, so it's actually, shout out to my mate Willie. So Willie's just gone over to Fraser Island as a caretaker for 3 months.
Oh, yes.
So he's out over there and he normally drives a truck. So
I was the next. So the posse was open.
Yeah, so the position was open. I've taken it.
Yeah.
And he's, you're not getting it back, Willie.
Willie, so you're not getting it back. You can stay on Fraser.
Stay on Fraser. doing a bit of truck driving. Also got the young fella. He drove the truck for a bit too. Done a really good job.
Are we talking like decent size?
Yeah, just a single axle.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
And Jake hasn't got his truck license or anything like that.
No, he's got his open license, and obviously have my road train license.
But he's never really, done the stick.
Yeah, so anyway, he's because he works as a truck mechanic, so he drives him around, but he's only in the yard.
Yeah,
so.
Correct.
Yep. I'm going to have a big sip of this, mate.
Get into it. Just have a big sip. I can see you suffering too much chin wagging going on. That dust is falling out. Is it red dust out there or is that brownie, just standard brownie dust?
Just standard brownie dust.
Yeah, it's just fucking dirt.
Yeah, it's nasty. Nasty. So, yeah, so I got to drive the truck and move a bit of cattle around and...
Yeah. So how many cattle in total? Like we talked, you were sort of guesstimating.
Oh, mate, probably between 6 and 8, somewhere around there, mate. Yeah,
yep. There's no real counting going on. It's just get them in.
Asking a farmer that is sort of a bit like asking however his wife is. So. That's just a question you don't ask.
You just don't ask.
You don't ask.
Fair enough.
Yeah, a lot. But yeah, then the chopper the second day come in and much the same. Once I got enough to sort of start moving stock again, back in the truck. And
was it just a little two-seater, like R22 chopper or a little?
Yeah, a little R22. So.
Yeah.
And, mate, this boat can muster.
Oh, those guys have got some serious control.
Some true skills, but just his knowledge of the property. Like, it's a pretty big property and, he just knows.
Where they'll be.
And where they are. And
Obviously where the water is or where the shade is or, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna collect together as herd.
Ones in and. Yep. Yeah, no, it's a good job, mate. It's good fun watching it. It's good fun listening to it from the two ways and that as well. So,
yep.
But, yeah, and fucking cold.
Mate, you were out there. We just, it hasn't been cold yet here in this. Well, it has been, but it hasn't really been. But the last week, you have been out there when that cold blizzard sort of come up through, up from the south. So, you were out there. This has been the coldest week all year.
-5.
Yes. Yes. Hello.
-5, fucking windows. You're putting water on windows. And to get the water out of the tap, you got to get the ice out of the fucking hose.
Yeah.
The fuel tank hose, I went to get it off the Bowser. And the fucking thing wouldn't bend. I could have snapped it. Could have snapped it.
Solid.
Fuck, mate, it was cold.
Yeah, that's cold. Proper
cold. But then warms up, and then you're sweating your guts out, and then it's dusty.
Well, correct. Yeah, now we are in Queensland, and now we're not like we're whinging about that it's cold, but it is cold. That's the thing. Like, it's -4. That's fucking cold.
Mm.
But the luxury of living in Queensland is it fucking warms up.
And you lose jackets.
And it's the days are sensational. You know, from, especially if you're out in the, what you guys are out in the paddocks, right, from 10 o'clock onwards, you are almost gotten a sweat going on.
Yeah.
It's still coolish, but right through to sort of 4 in the afternoon, it is a beautiful temperature to be out in the paddocks.
Yep.
Absolutely. But that sun, as soon as it drops, yeah, temperature drops quite quickly and you're back into those single digits.
Yep.
And that's when it's cold.
Yeah.
So single digits is cold.
Lots of firewood and, mate, the big fire at sort of the camp we had. And
yep.
Yeah. Really good accommodation. Great people.
Mm.
Good people. No phone service during the day at all.
Yeah, right.
So you come back to the house, out of the station, and you hook up to the Starlink. And
oh, yeah, they got the Wi-Fi going.
And, yep. Yeah, so that's – I'm actually going to get one of those.
What, as in Elon?
Yeah,
I'm going to get an Elon. Yeah. Mate, they are fantastic. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it does a bit for your soul, actually, sort of having no mobile phones. You're not tethered to your phone.
Correct.
Yeah, put it away a bit and,
yeah.
Have a bit more yarns. It was great sort of spend that sort of time with the young fella and,
It is good not having the phone service, I reckon. It's one of those luxuries – It's the word luxury of being able to not have phone service, where 10 years ago it was a luxury to have phone service.
Yeah.
It's kind of now flipping, isn't it? It's like sometimes you want to go away and not have that fucking ding-a-ling going on.
Yeah.
Or you have spare 5 minutes, you just pick your phone up and have a bit of a browse or whatever.
Yeah.
It's now nearly a luxury not to have phone service to then just be able to be, in the moment.
Yeah.
In the moment. When you're away, you want to be in the moment.
Yes,
you do. So, that's the go, isn't it? So, but, Elon, fucking good on him with his fucking satellites up there in orbit. Like the connectivity that you get with that. And like I was saying last potty with the Fink race, it's just crazy. Everyone's got them now.
Yeah.
It's becoming the new norm.
Yeah.
So that's good, mate. So bloody cold out there. Did you get any obviously no rain because you're suffering from the biggest dust fucking inhalation? Inhalation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ingestion?
You're just chewing it.
You'd just be fucking
chewing it. It's getting fucking everywhere.
De-dusted. Yeah. So what am I looking for? How do you de-dust something?
You cough it up. That's what I've been doing. You snot it out. It's fucking,
So it's going to take a few hot showers to get all that fucking dust out of you.
Yeah, the nice hot showers out there too. So thank you for that.
Water-wise, have they got plenty of water? Are they on bore or what's the go with there?
Yeah, lots of bore water. So I think you're showering in bore water and, drinking water is obviously tank water.
Yeah. And is that bore water pretty good? Like, has it got the smell to it, or is
it's actually really good.
Clean.
So you've been to some of those ones where you got bore water and you can't lather the soap up.
Yeah,
like it's not like that. It's fucking. Yeah, you could probably even drink it nearly. I reckon.
Yeah,
probably wouldn't do you any good, but you could drink it.
Well, the cows do. They got four stomachs though.
They do have four stomachs.
Yeah, they can handle a bit more. They can handle a bit more.
Shout out to cows. Fuck, mate, I've eaten a cow. I reckon I've eaten a cow this week, actually, so.
Yeah.
Have to. Like,
fair bit of meat.
Mate, the meat.
So what type of meat do they do the most? Is it like it's just everything, isn't it?
It's everything, mate. It's fucking, we had a lot of prime stuff out there, actually, so it's sort of all ribeye.
Do you rate a T-bone? Because you get a bit of both.
T-bone would be my favourite, I reckon.
A T-bone?
A good T-bone.
Yeah.
Big, thick T-bone.
Yeah. I used to be a T-bone fanatic like years and years ago. Then I sort of drifted away from it a bit. But I love a dirty old T-bone where you can pick the bastard up with your hand. Yep. And just fucking eat it like a caveman style. Just fucking get into it. It's like a lamb chop. You know what I mean? Like you get you got the bone.
Yeah.
You can like a little lollipop. Fucking get in there and fucking suck all that fucking juice out.
Nature intended, I think.
So correct.
Pick it up and fucking chew.
I love meat on my bone.
Everything goes fucking south with you.
Like, I love the meat on the bone. The bone, you got to have the bone. I reckon that's what makes a good.
Well, they do say fucking meat closer to the bone is sweeter.
Right.
Mm. So that's probably what you're after.
Bit of sweet bone meat. God. Excellent. So, and that's like, so midweek, what, any funny stuff, any antics going on?
Fucking
did any of the boys bloody hurt himself?
I got fucking kicked by a cow. I reckon it was closely related or trained by Chuck Norris or fucking Bruce Lee or something.
What, did it come at you?
Oh, no, it didn't just fucking come at me. It just, you sort of drafting them up in the yard, so you're sort of walking around them and you got a bit of polypipe, so you're fucking hitting them with a polypipe.
Yeah, you're getting
and occasionally the little cunts kick back and fucking right in the knee.
Yeah.
And, mate, there's no sympathy. Like, you look around, And like the bloke that I was working with in the yard is Brett, and we made a bit of a pact, said, look, if we get hurt, because we're both novices to this, we're not fucking cattlemen.
Yeah.
We're all hat and no fucking, all hat and no cows.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, we sort of go, if either of us get hurt, and as I'm saying this to him, I said, if either of us get hurt, we're not laughing. Then I just fucking burst out laughing already. So there's no sympathy, and you're just getting laughed at.
So did you get charged in the court? Like,
no, not charged. It's just fucking struck out a little bit.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the cattle there are not fucking mad anymore. So I did get run over there once. I think I told that in the last body. But
yeah, you did. Yeah,
it's that was my own fucking stupid fault though.
So one thing that I fucking pissed myself laughing at when I help a mate of mine, Aaron Hemsey. We do cattle work with him. And he's always got the Polly Pipe, and this story came up from as soon as you said Polly Pipe, I'm like, yeah, I can crack a good didgeridoo out of a piece of Polly Pipe. Like, I can't do the recirculating breathing yet, and this snout, I think we've talked about my snout before, there's not much entry in there, so it's hard for me to get some oxygen back in that bastard. But I can crack a good didge on the Polly. So the Polly Pipe, you know, a standard Polly Pipe whacking stick, it's about a metre long.
Yep.
I can crack a good
longer
ditch.
The better, I reckon.
Yeah, meter, meter and a half, meter to a metery, meter and a half, probably about a meter and a half.
Yeah,
piece of poly.
1200.
And we're talking, you know, your standard 25 mil poly. Yep. Rural, your green.
Yeah.
Not green poly, but the green line. Yep. Fucking crack a good ditch. Hmm.
We'll have to get a piece. And
We'll have to
set him up for a fucking bit of a session.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to bring in the poly didge.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the technical term for didgeridoo through a poly.
Yeah.
Bit of poly pipe. But can crack a good note.
Yeah. And actually, one of the other funny things that fucking happened out there too, because I'm loading the trucks and shit up, so, and I've got like a fucking, the jigger.
Oh, yeah. How good's the jigger?
Fuck, mate. There's everyone's fucking. If you got a jigger, mate, you're just taking a wide berth around. It's fucking, it's taboo. I actually haven't been hit by one yet, so I don't want to be either. But, hitting the fucking cows with it, fucking, this little cunt just would not get out of the truck.
Yep.
So I went fucking right, stuck it on his nuts.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You're getting in there. He went, nah. And fucking kicked, like, because I'm sort of eye level to where you can sort of see to move them around and that. And, mate, the most amount of shit from the truck fucking just, like, when it hit me, it was like, it moved me back a good meter and a half, I reckon, like, just fucking covered in shit. I've actually got a photo. So
was it like a splatter?
Let me see like if I can find your photo. It was, mate.
Because obviously it's not a solid turd. It's a spray paint. You got spray painted, didn't you?
I got fucking spray painted.
Honestly, like this photo. And yes, this photo will have to be fucking uploaded to all of the fucking socials.
Yeah.
Barney covered in shit.
And it wasn't just, like, just on me.
Oh, it was in you.
In me. Like, I actually ate cow shit.
Show me it.
So there's one photo you can sort of see. I'll zoom in there.
That's half up your nose.
I got up my nose. It was on my sunglasses.
You don't look too impressed either.
Nah, these are the photos Jake fucking took of me. So there's the salute.
Yeah, you've got a bit of shit.
Yeah, so I had to go back to the house and clean myself up a little bit because I couldn't stop smelling it.
Because it's in your snout. That's why.
But cow shit's not bad.
Yeah.
Not like I'm not eating it or anything like that, but it's, like if you got fucking sprayed with dog shit or something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be,
Cow shit's all right. Mm. Like, it's bearable. If you were to have shit on you all day, I can bear cow shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's because I've grown up around cows as well. Yeah. Like, if I go up and help the old boy milk, which never happens, but occasionally once, I can't even say once a blue moon because that happens twice a year or something, doesn't it? A blue moon?
Milking, I think you actually milk every day, don't you?
No, milking. Milking.
Sorry, yeah, blue moon. I did get that. I just sort of throw that in there. Me being so still smart.
So once a decade, I might go up and help the old boy. And, you know, you're always going to get shit on you. But, yeah, you can definitely bear it.
Yeah, no.
Cow shit.
Yeah, no.
That was, but dog shit, cat shit, fucking all the other shit.
It's the worst.
It's got to be, hasn't it? Yeah. Has cat shit got to be the fucking tang of shit?
Yeah, but one of the other funny stories too is sort of this afternoon actually coming back to here. So my daughter come and pick me up and me eating a protein-rich diet all week.
Yep.
Sort of felt a little bit gassy.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled up at the lights here where there was no movement and I had to come out, mate. She got out of the car at the lights.
Was she driving?
Yeah, she was driving. She was getting out. It's fucking, mate. It was, yeah.
Middle of Bowie just jumping out because the old boy farted. Yeah,
he farted.
Oh. Yeah,
so. But no, mate, great times, great people.
And is this an annual thing? Like, do you do this once a year or a couple times a year?
We can go twice a year. I can't do the branding most times. It's normally something on. I can't remember what it is, but this is actually a different time of the year than we normally go. So, definitely once a year I try to get up there. And also went up there for my young fella's 18th birthday, just him and I and a couple of the other boys. And just driving around in Land Cruisers.
Yeah. So shooting-wise, you mentioned a bit of shooting before, but mainly just targets?
Yeah, mate, because the chopper normally scares everything away, so... You sort of, after, like, we normally do the last day, go out and do a bit of a shooting and that, but the last night, Jake again disgraced himself.
Oh,
so he had first night fever and last night fever. The poor little cunt.
Oh, mate. Yeah, right.
He's just fucking mate.
First night and last night. Yeah. And last night fever sucks because you got to drive the next, like, as in, like, be in a car for 6 or 7 hours.
Didn't, mate. You get to fucking sleep in the back of the boss's big fucking
truck. Oh, back seat. Yeah, right.
Fucking laid up, and that little fuck made a nest out of all the dudes.
So it actually made his day coming home probably
He recovers really well, little fucker.
Well, he's only 20. Yeah, 20 year old's always going to recover.
Yeah, so he got a little bit socially excited again. And
what was the ingredient last night?
Just beer, mate.
Oh,
beer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so drinking Great Northern and, they put on a little piss, so thanks, mate, for that. And on the feeds and good times. But, so we got a little bit socially excited and we were supposed to go out for a shoot because we had to shoot an old cow that had bloody cancerous eye. So we were going to take a couple of night vision guns with the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Big thermals and that on it. So I said, well, fuck, that's perfect. We'll go down and have a look at it tonight. Yeah, the pigs will be on that or the wild dogs and shit. So, and we had great intentions of doing it, but we just got fucking... I said, no, I'm not going out now. I fucking had too many beers to take the guns and shit out. And we get back here today, got back to the shed, and Shawnee rings up and goes, the cow's gone.
Oh.
Completely devoured. Pigs.
Oh, already?
Yep. So that was yesterday afternoon. We shot her.
Wow. And they've just gone to town on it.
Gone to town. So we thought, it's going to be a little bit too early. I'm going fucking... And then I get a phone call from work saying, Monday, you can have an RDO if you want because we're a bit quiet.
Oh, you could have stayed up there.
Do I go back out now? 6 hours.
No, you could have stayed there another day. Now, what do you do?
I could have stayed. 6 days, really? I was even thinking about just driving back out again.
Fucking keen.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fucking love it. Love it. But we took the, just the little 223 out with us, in case you see something. And we put a few cans out while we had a bit of a spare time. And,
Well, that can went down really easily. Talking about shooting cans and targets, that nightlife, that was good. So when we were at the liquor barn, I've seen this. Now, this is an Australian, this is the 23rd Street Distillery, that Australian made sort of gear. And I do like to promote a bit of Australian-made stuff. So 23rd Street, shout out to us. Get us on board because, we'll go a bit,
Let's crack it first.
So let's have a go. This is an Australian whiskey and cola. Now, she's a 5%er, so let's have a crack at this.
Right out. I reckon mine sounds better than yours when crack it. Okay, ready?
Go for it. You've done that so well. Let's have a sip. On this is vanilla, citrus, and toffee. So see if you can taste that. Definitely taste the whiskey. I got the vanilla.
Toffee.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I'm going to have another sip first. One sec.
Yeah. That first one we had with the lime, you need to sort of cleanse your palate a bit.
I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's good. Really enjoy it. So, mate, the pigs. So, they've obviously got a pig problem. If that beast has gone within 24 hours.
Yeah.
If the chopper wasn't there and you had more opportunity, obviously the biggest pest problem up there on that property is pigs or roos?
Pigs, wild dogs.
You got wild dogs as well.
No, no roos up there, or very few.
Yeah.
Don't see. They wouldn't be a problem, but
yeah, roos aren't
the
a problem.
Pigs, the dogs are definitely a problem.
Yeah, right.
A lot of wild dogs up there, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. And do they try and eradicate the dogs? Like, have they got any programs going with the dogs?
Yeah, if you see them, shoot them.
Yeah,
but do not shoot the working dogs.
No, of course. No.
And they look a lot like wild dogs.
Yeah. Now, the wild dogs are a pest simply because they are a predator, well, in a way, a predator to the beef, the cows, you know, obviously.
All the calves and that too.
All the calves, they take down the
It costs them a lot of money in a year for the dogs.
Yeah, so. And the pigs are obviously a big problem because of the vegetation that they just destroy destroy the land, don't they?
Yep. Or if a little calf's bloody laying down or something too, they'll take that.
True.
So, no, it's mainly eradication and that sort of stuff too. So, yeah, I love shooting pigs. That's probably my favourite thing to shoot.
Yeah, right.
They're a pest.
We've got some wild dog problems here at home, really, as in at the old boys' place. And I only just learnt this last night. We had my old boy's been away for two weeks. He's been away for 2 weeks. And I went over to his place to check everything out and went up to his house and fuck, first thing I seen was a heap of pot plants and shit just broken and scattered everywhere. Now, I don't know if that's crows or possum or whatever, but, you know, just shit been, just whatever that was. And then I noticed a note on the front door from RSPCA. I'm like, so I sent a photo of it, sent it to Dad so he could ring the phone number and the lady's name on there. And anyway, long story short is we've been reported because there was a kangaroo tied up in a tree. So the report was, the kangaroo must have got done by a rope trap and it's now up a tree. So that's what got reported. But what actually happened was one of my neighbors, he actually got a dead kangaroo off the side of the road, just one that got hit by a car, strung it up in a tree to attract the dogs so that we could deal with the wild dogs.
Yep.
And, now we've got nearly 400 acres. And the guy that actually put the kangaroo in the tree to attract the wild dogs, he's got a camera, like a trail camera up in the tree. So we're like, all right, let's go through the camera to see who has seen it. And anyway, it's this little girl on a horse that obviously has just been using Dad's back paddock as a – so she's trespassing in a way.
Yep.
But she's gone up there and seen the kangaroo hanging by the tree by its back leg, thinking that it's, poor kangaroo's been killed. It's the opposite. The kangaroo was already dead.
Yeah.
And we're just using it as a bit of bait. Well, I'm not. You know, the next door neighbor was using it to try and attract the wild dog and, eradicate the wild dog.
Yeah, best intentions.
But yeah, definitely.
She shouldn't have been there. And she probably should ask someone.
So. Yeah, correct. So it's quite funny how you go from one extreme to the other unnecessarily.
Yeah, 100%. You know?
But anyway, that's a shout out to wild dogs.
Yeah, wild dogs are a big problem.
Fucking problem, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, and crossbreeding and things like that with even with dingoes and stuff.
With
like
the dingoes and that, yeah.
Dingoes aren't a problem, but yet you get those crossbreeders, they become a problem.
Yeah, so we won't go into that so much.
So that's good, mate. So your week is done.
Week's done, mate. So I've still got to get home and unpack. Hopefully the young fella's already got the guns cleaned and packed away.
Yep.
And we've already done all our washing that out there, so...
Oh.
So I don't have to do any of that.
So you pretty much come home, just throw your clothes back.
Pretty much turned around and went straight back out.
There, yeah, so. just restock with some more beer and away you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, nice. Well, mate, my week... actually, my week's been pretty bland. Work's busy. It's been one of those weeks where I... hasn't been, because, you know, I've been away with racing and stuff like that, and there's potentially a race coming up in a couple of weeks that... This week has just been a very nice week to catch up on a lot of shit.
Is that the Hilston one?
Yeah, Hilston's in a couple of weeks.
Oh, so she might be on.
Sounds like it. I might not go because of other... Because realistically, when we come home from Fink, we haven't got JR on yet. He might be on in a couple of episodes before he travels back out to pick up the broken trailer.
Yeah.
So... because
with Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
I don't think we've talked about the broken trailer too much.
No, I think we were going to leave, that to JR. So, yeah, yep. He can do that.
But anyway, Hilston is...
Tales and Tribulations of Fink.
Yeah, correct. Hilston is on the cards, but I kind of wrote it off because, you know, of the drama that we have after Fink. So, yeah, I've got to make up a decision if I'm going to go to Hilston or not. So I love it, so I probably will. But otherwise, mate, just been, you know, family busy, work busy, this week. And it's now the shortest day of winter, or shortest day of the year, and it's school holidays. So that creates a lot of busyness for me.
Yep.
Because obviously my two younger kids are still at school. School holidays creates a lot of traffic in the shop here. So that it's just going to be crazy.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be crazy for the next couple of weeks.
Something that needs fixed.
Correct. So,
and we've got Queensland Motor Park out there too. So that'd be everyone's going out that way to do a bit of shit. So,
And I think State of Origin is on next Wednesday too. The boys went back into camp yesterday or the day before. So we've got State of Origin coming up next week, which I'm looking forward to because it's in Melbourne this round. Melbourne, yeah, it's in Melbourne.
I still don't understand that.
Yeah, I know. So
disappoints me badly.
New South Wales need to win.
Yeah, they do. Otherwise, it's a Queensland victory.
Correct. Well, yes, and then
and is Reece Walsh back in?
Yeah, so, Walsh
I've
is back
away,
in.
So I've actually correct. Got no news or anything. So
Walsh is back in. I haven't been following it too much. I need to get my head around it because I've just been kind of been head down, bum up, and. In my own little bubble this week, so yep. I need to have a bit of a review on the news and the sport because it is only a few nights away for State of Origin, which I'm looking forward to.
I did hear one thing in the news actually on the way back in was another lady lost her life.
Oh, I heard this morning.
Another bloke, so yeah, fucking stop killing women. We need them.
So this one.
And that was gun related too.
Yeah, it was.
So there'll be more.
Yeah, it's
gun regulations and bullshit from that. But obviously, still, sadly, a lady has lost her life
to domestic
violence.
I haven't heard if it was domestic violence, but the man was known to her.
Yeah.
And you've got to put it in that basket, I would say, of domestic violence.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's what we can see from here. Like I said, I only just heard a little bit of briefing of it, but it's still sad. Like it shouldn't be happening at all. So
100% should not be happening. We need to have we need to speak more about this. Right now is probably not the time, but we do need to speak more about this because it's just becoming. You know what? 10 years ago, you'd hear about this in the States. You know what I mean? Like the gun related stuff. The level of crime, it's just blowing up. I don't want to get into it in this potty, but we will have to one day because it's certainly a subject about our one of our little key ingredients about why we talk about things like this is, you know, you get out of your head, get into your shed.
Oh, that's what I'm going to be doing on the weekends.
Getting back into your shed.
Oh, I've got to get in the shed. I've got to get this Datsun done.
Yeah, what's next then? What's next on the Datto?
Put the grill in, the bumper bar on, the carpet's in. I've just got to screw the rest of it down. It's getting close. It's getting close. So it's all the fiddly little things. So I've pre-fit the dash because I've bastardized it so much. So it's got all the Helltech dashing in it. So I've actually got a 3D printed dash for it, but it doesn't fit quite right. Like there's just, so I've got to do a lot of bastardizing with that, whether I go with that or get rid of the whole dash and do like a steel folded dash.
Yep.
Around. So that's where I'm at. But everything takes so much time because if it was just standard and if I'd left it alone.
Yeah, correct.
It would have been all right.
But as soon as you customize something, you'll find yourself putting things in and then going, fuck, I've got to take that back out to get this back.
I'm a big thing now is pre-fitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't tighten anything up. Like it'll go in 5 or 6 times.
Yep.
And once it's done,
yep,
then put it in. So I've had all the interior in it and I'm glad like I put the seats and everything into it. And the seats actually didn't line up with the seat rails. So if I'd put the carpet in and then tried to do the seats, I had to take all the rails back out,
mm-hmm,
do some more holes, do some welding.
Yeah.
So it's just it's a time thing. So I've just got to get down to the point where if I do one nut, one bolt,
yep,
one thing a day. So now being back home again too, so that gives me a bit more time in the afternoon to pre-order and pre-plan. And
so the driveline, your engine's in. Is everything done with the driveline? Gearbox, transmission, as in tail shaft, yep, diff, axles, wheels, axles, brakes, suspension.
Yep. Brakes haven't been bled.
Yep.
And got to connect the two front ones up. And the clutch, I've still got to do a little bit of the forky thing?
The forky thing.
Those 6% are fucking hitting home.
They're getting on board.
So I've got to connect the clutch up as well. Yeah. Handbrake, that's a bit of a headache for that.
Yeah.
Even like the windscreen wipers, I've put like a bloody CRV Honda motor in there. So I've got to bastardize all that. What was I thinking?
I don't know.
Obviously trying to make this thing better and better, but it's just more headaches. But yeah, so that'll be my weekend in the shed.
Yep.
And looking forward to it too, so.
Excellent. Yeah, well, that sounds like a great weekend. Mine's work tomorrow. And my young fella, Kai, he's playing footy in the school. So he plays football, but he doesn't do much club footy. He just plays for the school. But they're doing this massive big tournament up in Townsville. So I actually take him to the airport on Sunday morning. And he plays, 2 games Monday, 2 games Tuesday. They get a day off Wednesday. And then they play 2 games Thursday. And then 1 game Friday morning and then fly home Friday afternoon.
Oh, what a great experience.
So, yeah, he's been on school camps. Like most kids have been on school camps where they're away for 3 nights or whatever. But this is a big thing for him because he's got a fly. This is a fly.
Yep.
He's flying with the school, of course. Like there's bloody 23 other lads, and then you've got all the teachers and coaches and whatnot. But this is going to be pretty big for him because it's like the biggest away thing that he's done for the longest probably period of time without a family member or mum or dad or mum or So it's going to be pretty big for him to go out and do. So I'm looking forward to hearing his results and things like that. So
he's growing up, mate.
Yeah, definitely. And today, actually, I had him here at the shop and we actually went through a heap of stuff for his bike. So we've ordered a new plastic, because he's racing the Don River Dash up in Bowen in September. So we've ordered new plastics. It's a restyle kit for his bike. I've just ordered a sticker kit. We've ordered 2 new tires. Like, we've just gone through and I'm just going, fucking hell, this kid's just cost me another $1,000 just like within 10 seconds. I need this, I need that. I'm like, yeah, I know you need it.
I know you need it.
I know what you actually need. And it's just like, fuck, there goes $1,000.
That might be a good one to do our first vlog on.
Up at Bowen?
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's not far away, mate. September, first weekend of September, I think, or might be the second weekend. The Don River Dash.
I'll have to look at the calendar. I'll see if I can't come up and
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But he's stoked. He's looking forward to it. I can't wait to get up there with him. So, but anyway, that was today. Just having him in here and booking up a heap of stuff. I'm just like, yep, there we go. And then there's a whole day of just fixing his bike to prep it and getting it ready. So
yeah,
that adds. And I haven't done anything to my bike either. So, you know, one day we'll have to do that.
Because you specialise a fair bit in suspension and that too, don't you?
Oh, a bit of everything. So, yeah, a bit of a mixed grill, really. So, yeah, that's good. That was my week. So we might pretty much nearly start wrapping this up, this potty. It's been good to catch up with you again today, Barney, for another awesome potty on your adventure.
Yeah, no.
You know, can't really call it West. It was West, but not really West,
yeah,
West, was it?
West Burnett. Yeah.
It's in the Burnett Shire, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not the Burnett. It's not. No, it's Burnett Shire. Yep.
Yeah. You could say Idesvale.
Idesvale. Big downtown Idesvale.
Geez, fuck, I'll tell you what, I want to go and have a look at the pub. Fuck, they've done a good job to that pub.
The Idesvale pub. Have they done it? What? Have they done it up or something?
Done up, mate. It looks deluxe. It looks like something you'd find in Fortitude Valley for rustic sort of shit. Like, it looks that good.
Yeah, right.
So I didn't get in there because, yeah, it was sort of...
A lot going on.
A lot going on, so...
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of bikes out the front of it, so maybe we could do a bit of a road trip out there.
As in adventure bike? As in like...
No, a lot of Harleys and sort of shit like that. Yeah, so, right. Yeah, so she's... a lot of bikes out that way, so... I've actually got to get back on the bike too, so... I reckon this weekend I might go for a ride on Sunday.
Just a little local one?
Yeah, just a little local one. Might sort of duck out to Canungra or up to Beachmont or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Just to get back on it.
Go the goat track up over...
Since we lost Phil, so...
Yep.
So I'll get on, do that, I think. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go have a bit of a ride.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I needed that piss, buddy.
Absolutely. Well, mate, we should wrap this up.
Yeah, mate, wrap it up for another...
Do you have a fucking joke for me?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do have a joke. All right. I got this... actually, today a bloke walked in and we're having a good old yarn and he told me this one. He said, what does one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
I don't know. What does one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
If we don't get some support, people will think we're nuts.
Shout out to saggy boob.
Yeah, correct. You got one there, mate?
Oh, I do, mate. I have one.
So. Oh, give us one of your best.
There were two muffins baking in the oven. One muffin says to the other muffin, phew, it's getting hot in here. Is it you or is it just me? And he goes, ha, 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 a talking muffin.
Oh, fuck.
How about the cricket noise? Have we got a cricket
noise? There is a cricket noise there.
It's a little bit delayed, but...
Yeah, it is. Well, that's good, mate. This is a bit of a shorter potty today, but it's good to catch up about your adventures out west in the big bad Idesvale. And, good on Bam Bam for his first night frenzy.
Yeah.
And last night frenzy, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to put him on a bit of a training program. So I'm going to get one beer a week. So Monday he has one, Tuesday is two, Wednesday three, and just sort of trade him up a little bit. So
yeah, right. That's going to cost you a bit.
No, he's going to pay for it. No, I'm fucking not paying for that.
He's going to go into his own training.
But a little fucker didn't take his wallet out there either.
That's, you know what? Oh, whoops, I forgot my wallet trick.
My wallet.
And it was probably in his back pocket all the time.
No, he never had it in there. So he's fucking... He didn't have it, so he's a little fucker.
Wonder where he learned that from.
Well, the old Aussie Harker. Have you seen the Aussie Harker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, where's my wallet?
Tapped.
Righto. See you.
Righto. Bye. We might start wrapping this up, so I better get some music cracking. And, mate, I'll see you soon, I guess.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Righto, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's potty of the No Name Podcast, which we're going to get onto. We're going to nail it down. We're going to get some names happening or our thing going. Righto. Thanks for listening. Signing out. See ya.
See you. See you. Bye.